This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for November 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. Following a meeting yesterday morning, NASA's Space Shuttle Program Mission Management Team voted unanimously to proceed toward Discovery's targeted liftoff at 3:52 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. An AS-350 helicopter with a French research crew of four has gone down in Antarctica. AFP News reports no survivors. AirTran flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants CWA, has filed for mediation after negotiations with the company broke down. A merger with Southwest Airlines is pending. The Alliance for Aviation Across America announced last week it's reached 5,500 members. A U.S. Army Predator has been flown for the first time using Tracer, Lockheed Martin's dual-band synthetic aperture radar that detects vehicles, buildings, and other man-made objects that are buried, camouflaged, or concealed under foliage in real time. The FAA has granted an STC to Aeronautical Accessories for its Bell 429 accessory package, a set of upgrades designed and produced with protection, convenience, and easy cleaning in mind. Sky Tractor Supply Company of Hillsboro, North Dakota, has signed an agreement with GE Aviation to become an authorized service center for the M601 and H80 turboprop engines. DHS, Dart Helicopter Services, says it's completed an exclusive agreement with Hawker Pacific to establish a stronger DHS presence in the Middle East, Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. And we may find out next month whether NASA's Mars Spirit rover emerges from its latest challenge, a Martian winter spent without enough power budget left to keep its internal heaters running. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano's comments on GA security from Oshkosh. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.